It started in February of last year when Governor Scott Walker introduced a budget adjustment bill that included rolling back collective bargaining for most public employees.
If we don't do it, the legislature does not do this either through the budget repair or through the budget bill. I think it needs to be very realistic about what the alternatives are. You're talking about massive layoffs at both the state and the local level.
The proposal sparked a massive response from unions, with tens of thousands of protesters flooding the Capitol building, Senate Democrats fleeing the state, and political maneuvers by Republicans to pass the reforms.
Kill the belt! Kill the belt! Kill the belt!
The controversy spilled over into a Supreme Court race and resulted in 9 state senators facing recall last summer. Then in November, a year after Walker was elected governor, Democrats launched the effort to recall him. In January, they turned in nearly 1 million signatures.
We rose up and came together to fight back. Woo! We called recall!
Following months of review and a 4-way Democratic primary, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett emerged as the Democratic candidate, setting up a rematch of the 2010 election.
I will end the Civil War in Wisconsin. I will restore trust to the governor's office. I will heal the wounds that have so deeply divided the state like we've never seen them divided before.
Now, the decision rests in the hands of voters, who head to the polls today to decide if Walker should be recalled from office. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.